Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word! Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Take it over the radio frequency. Miss J in the morning.
Announcement that I just made. I received a few, just a mere few
updates about some of the shows that are running reruns. Some people are having some issues with logging in at the recording time and just hearing the intro song. I just want to let everybody know that I am working out the kinks to make sure that everything runs smoothly, but I want to say thank you for your patience, thank you for your dedication, and thank you for your continued support. So those days that we are running reruns, we are not live, of course, so that does happen sometimes, but I'm so thankful and so excited about all of you being eager to be live with me online. Thank you so much. I so appreciate your understanding. I appreciate you giving me updates. I appreciate you giving me constructive criticism and support and all the love and everything else. 2016 has brought so much already. We're not even finished with the first month, and so much has happened. Tragedies have happened, but some great things have happened as well. So today we're going to talk about it all on a deeper level. Today we're going to focus on spirit. Now, I know those of you who are used to following the show, I don't really get too much into religious practices. I don't want to come off biased and put off my personal religious views on anyone else, yet it is something that still needs to be acknowledged. As we're moving forward in 2016 and going for greater, we have to make sure that holistically we are striving to be greater, not just in mind, not just in body, but also in spirit. There is a spirit that you have inside of you, whether you recognize it or not, whether you celebrate it in a certain way or not, whether you attach a religious ritual to it or not, there is something happening on a deeper level. I've always said it before, and I said regardless of what side you are on a religion or if you have a religion or practice a religion at all, one thing or a few things that we can agree on is, number one, we did not choose when or how we are to be born. And number two, we cannot choose or know when exactly it's going to happen that we leave the earth. Now, there are people who would argue with me and say, what about those who've committed suicide? Well, I say talk to those who have attempted and it didn't work. So those of us who practice a religion, don't practice a religion, believe in a higher power, don't believe in a higher power, believe in multiple spirits, multiple gods, whatever you celebrate, we can come to an agreement on a few things, that there are some things happening in our lives and around our lives that are beyond anything that we can ever see, beyond anything we can ever explain. And until someone can come to prove everything to be right or everything to be wrong, I think that it is essential to your greatness, to your success, that you acknowledge the spirit that is within, and to acknowledge the spirit and the powers and the forces that are around you. So on today's show, we're going to talk about spirit, getting your spirit uplifted, making sure that you stay focused on what your purpose is individually. 2016 is the year of greater. And even though there are plenty of you, including myself, that have experienced some things in 2016 that are heartbreaking, that are considered tragic, it is all part of your plan. It is part of your demographic. It is part of your blueprint. It is part of your purpose. You will not go through anything in life that won't be essential to your success, that won't be essential to your life, to your family, to your legacy, to your community. You are an asset, and in order to be an asset and not a liability, you need to make sure that you're working on each and every part of your life. Now, please understand, it does take time. It's a process. Life is a process. So if right now you're focusing on your finances, that's fine. You're working on your financial growth. Then later you can probably work on spirit. Then later you can probably work on your physical being, your health, with your heart health, your body, your nutrition, exercising, getting fit. Or there are some of you who can work on it all at the same time. Whichever journey you choose to go on, the journey will lead you towards greatness in 2016. So thank you, everybody, again for tuning in this morning. I'm excited. Of course, we have the Ms. J Challenge, the Ms. J Area Code Check-In. Those of you who are calling in around the world, I am so thankful for you. Some great things are happening. Ask Ms. J was announced just a few shows ago, and already I've been bombarded with tons of questions. So another announcement. Please be patient. I'll make sure to get back to you let you know when your question is going to be answered so you can be on air to hear the answer and get a copy of it directly from me. So thank you so much for supporting me, pushing me forward. I couldn't do the things that I'm doing now, the things that I'm going to do, if it wasn't for all of you who are around me. So let's get back into some music. Let's go ahead and celebrate not only the life that we have today and in this moment, but let's celebrate the greatness that we are walking into. Here's Jonathan McReynolds, There's No Gray. We're going to talk about it right after this. Don't go anywhere. It's Ms. J in the morning.
Part of me loves the world and the other loves you. So what do I do? I wanna be safe, but I gotta stay cool too. And no, I'm not a fool. I know eventually I'm gonna have to choose. And really, I don't wanna lose my ticket into heaven and a chance to be used by you. And if it's God that I'm after, I just can't serve two masters. Before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. 'Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. And it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. I've realized when it comes to sin, you just don't compromise. See, it's a matter of death and life. Be weak and do wrong, or be strong and do right. And I don't want to keep going to church, singing all about how much you're worth, and then continue doing my dirt, living as if I didn't care if you're hurt. 'Cause if it's God that I'm after, just can't serve two masters. And before something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. 'Cause it's real easy to stay on the fence and still do you. It'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it doesn't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Something happens, I gotta turn it all around, because I know I can't just have my cake and eat it too. Yeah, and it'd be cool if we could love the Lord and still go do our thing. But see, it don't work like that. You gotta be white or black. No, it don't work like that. You gotta be white or black. Yeah, no gray, no shades of gray. No, 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 no. It don't work like that. No gray, no.
No gray, Jonathan McReynolds, right here on Ms. J in the Morning. That song captivated me the very first time I heard it, and not just because the music sounds amazing, but because the message is so true. There is no in-between. Now, whether you're talking about spirituality, business, relationships, your career, your education, you have to go all in or step all the way out. Those of us who've been treading the waters, just want to test things out, just want to see how things go and then pull out. We do not find success quickly that way. Most of the time, you won't find success at all. If you desire to live a greater life, if you desire to have a successful life, if you desire to leave a legacy of value, of wealth, and of honor, you have to go all in or don't go at all. There's no white, there's no gray. It's either white or it's either black. It's either left or it's either right. You can't just straddle the fence, to say, for the rest of your life. And some of us, that's what we've been doing. We've been straddling the fence. We've been talking a good game, but not putting any action towards it. We've been giving our plans, giving our ideas, giving our opinions all over the place, and not backing it up with true and sound and relevant action, effective action. People always want to say, I want to change the world, but won't even travel. People always want to say, I want to be an asset to my community, but will litter or not pick up trash that they see. Will walk by a trash can and see trash all over the ground and won't help pick it up. It's the little things. It's the actions that you put forward. It's not about what you post on Facebook or social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Periscope, YouTube. It's not about all that. Those are ways that you can reach audiences that you can't get to physically or in a hurry, which are great tools for the things that you're going to do. But why have an awesome YouTube page with all of these followers and great videos if you're not really doing anything or you're not saying anything that's effective in life? You can't really go halfway and expect to get there. You can't drive forward with your foot on the brake. There's no in-between. It's either white or black. And today on Ms. J in the Morning, we're going to talk about it all, focusing on not only your physical appearance, not only your mental strength, but your spiritual health as well. Your spirit, the thing inside of you that keeps you motivated, that keeps you going, that keeps you pushing forward, that little voice in your head that tells you don't give up, the voice that tells you regardless of what you hear, you're still worth it, the voice that tells you, you know what, this may feel good to you right now, it may taste good to you right now, it may look good to you right now, but it's not for you right now. That thing right there is what you need to connect to. Stay connected to, make sure you honor it, make sure you feed it. Feed your spiritual body with a lot of healthy things, which could be listening to more positive music, how you start out with me each and every day, Monday through Friday and even Saturdays, making sure that you're feeding yourself healthy conversation, making sure that you're moving forward in the things that you desire. These are the ways that you can keep your spirits up. These are the way that you can keep yourself moving. These are the ways that you can keep yourself healthy spiritually. I don't want to get too much into religion, and I don't want people to get confused about what today's show is, whichever religion you practice. And yes, I know there are some Christians out there who say, now, Ms. J, I'm not saying it. There's only one way and one way only, and that's true for you and for your religion. But who are we to judge? We are no one's creator. We did not begin the earth, and we will not end the earth. But we are in the earth, even though we're not of the earth. And I want everyone to understand where I stand in this situation, regardless of how I grew up, regardless of how I practice my religion, regardless of the faith that I have. The truth of the matter is we are all connected. And until we share openly the truths about our lives and how we affect each other and the truth about love and acceptance and embracing your brothers and embracing your sisters, then we can truly accept the greatness that is waiting for us, the successes that are waiting for us, the blessings that are waiting for us, the gifts that the universe has for us that are waiting for us to open our hearts, open our minds, open our spirits to receive it all. Today, I want to make sure that I am pushing you, probing you, forcing you to acknowledge those things that you have ignored, the things that you consider putting on the back burner that often go left alone, to be destroyed, to be forgotten, to be delayed. Don't put yourself on delay. Don't put your spirit on delay. Those of you who are experiencing moments of depression, check yourself. it doesn't necessarily have to be things that are going on around you. What is going on inside of you that's allowing this situation to happen, that puts you in this situation? Take accountability for yourself, your own actions, your own thoughts, your own words that you spoke to yourself, about yourself, and for yourself. Your spirit is much deeper than anything that you could see, and most of the time anything that you can feel. Most people will call it their subconscious, or that little small still voice. Some people say it's women's intuition, the thing that says, you know what, I don't want to drive this way. I think I'm going to go this way today. And later you found out there was an accident on the initial route that you would normally take. Those are the things that are going to guide you, your internal navigation system, your spirit. We want to make sure that we're acknowledging it. We want to make sure that we are feeding it. We want to make sure that it is just as healthy as our mental capacity, our mental health, just as healthy as our physical health. How you treat your spirit self will reflect in your physical self. You ever seen someone who is just so beautiful, has it all together, or so handsome, seems to have it all together, but their insides are ugly? They have an ugly attitude. They have a dishonorable character. They have habits that you're like, I cannot believe that this person who looks so nice and so innocent can do these type of things. And later you find out the truth about who they really are and how they really are. The same thing for you. Put that in reverse. You don't want to be the type of person that has all this greatness waiting for them and you miss out on it because you're ignoring what's essential for you to receive it. You want to make sure that you're getting up each and every day focused on every element of your life. When you get up in the morning, take a moment for yourself. If you don't have time, set your alarm 30 minutes earlier so you can make sure that you have time to meditate, pray, whichever you want to call it. Make sure you take time to feed your spirit. If you only can wake up 15 minutes earlier and you have to do it while you're in the bathroom, make sure you do it. Take the time to speak to yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself you are worth it. You are honorable. You are great. You are successful. And this is what's going to help you move forward in life. I've had plenty of people already contact me and say, well, Ms. J, I have the education. I have the resources. I have the finances. I have the plan, but it's just not working. Well, what's the disconnect? It's deeper than anything that you have physically. It's deeper than anything that you have mentally. It's deeper because it's your inner spirit that is starving. Your inner spirit is dying, and you need to make sure that you feed it. And this is crucial. This is critical to life. Make sure that you are feeding yourself things that are tangible. It is okay to read the Bible, read the Quran, read whichever you choose to read, but are you applying it to your life? Plenty of times I see a lot of people quoting scriptures, motivational quotes, passages, parables, all these stories and all these tales. And while you're sharing it, are you applying it to yourself? Now, I'm not saying you're always going to be perfect. You're not going to make mistakes. Ms. J does the same thing at times and have been caught up in doing a lot of preaching and not a lot of teaching and doing. But reverse that on this year. Reverse that on this day, in this year, on this day. Make sure that you are doing more and applying more than you are saying more. A lot of people love to talk. They love to go on and on and on about the great plans that they have in life, the great things that are going on in their life, the great ways that God is blessing them with the car and the house and the lady and the man and whatever, the husband, the wife, the children, the jewelry, the trips, and all this great stuff. And then they get home at night by themselves, or they get a moment to themselves in the car, and they are broken inside. They are hurting inside. They are dying inside, feeling as if they're suffocating inside because they're leaving their spirit neglected. So we want to make sure that not only we're preparing our minds with knowledge, wisdom through experience, not only are we preparing our mouths, our speech, and practicing great things and positivity, but we are also preparing our spirits. It's Miss J in the morning, you guys. You know we're going to keep it going. We have a lot more show coming up. I'm going to get back into some music. We have the Miss J Challenge coming up. Those of you who are new to the show, it's something simple that you can participate in right here, right now, today. Those of you who are just calling in, thank you so much. I see you. I'm writing down your area code for the Miss J area code check-in that's coming up. But we want to make sure that we're telling everybody to tune in. So get on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Periscope, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever else you're using, the Vine. Get on and tell everybody it's Ms. J in the morning. We are live right now worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Let's get into some music, and we'll be right back after this.
Checking to see where my head has been, and I've been apologizing to some people, some bridges I needed to mend. And I've been eating more green, get my body out the line. Oh, I'm gonna be super fine. And I've been letting some old ideals go. I'm making room for my life to grow. I just wanna be free. Hey, yeah.
I just wanna be free.
Getting myself ready for what's coming for me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just wanna be free.
Hear me now. I've been getting recipes off the internet. Be playing. I realize they're only good when I put my love spices all up in the rising. I've been enjoying people who love each other, husband and wife, sister and brother, father and mother. I let the queen inside, I let her shine. I've been listening for God more. I've been doing my show. What's coming to me, yeah, I just want to be prepared, yeah, 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 I just want to be prepared. For when I see him at the end of the aisle, with that true heart and that real smile, intentions pure, a love that will endure, I just want to be prepared. I
just wanna be prepared.
www.mizjonline.com. That's MIZJonline.com to find out when I'm going to be in a city near you. The Greater Is In You Empowerment Tour has been officially launched. My first date, also in recognition of Women's Month, or also known as Her Story Month, launching March 5th. In Northern California, make sure you log on to the website, find out more information about the tour, and also featuring my latest book, 30 Days to a Greater Me Empowerment Journal. I want to talk about spirituality today, and here's an excerpt out of the book. There is more to me than what I can physically see. I am deeper than what I can simply feel. I am connected to greater. I'm connected to greater, though not only my mind and body, but also my spirit. I recognize my spirit as a gift and apologize to myself for neglecting it. I vow to dedicate more time to feeding myself spiritually and developing healthy spiritual habits that include meditation and daily affirmations. I recognize my spirit is priceless, and I refuse to sacrifice it for any material gratification. I forgive myself for disconnecting from my spirit and make a choice today to embrace my spirituality. I will stretch myself in thought, speech, and actions to support my spirituality. I will let go and connect with the deepest parts of myself in order to connect to my purpose. I am open and will rely more on the deeper things I am connected to through my own spirit. Today, I believe my spirituality is growing deeper in order to elevate me to a higher place where I can sustain my greatness. Your spirit is essential to your success. It is a requirement in order to be successful. I want everyone to understand that not only is it important to take care of your physical self, and we have plenty of guests that will be on the show, an awesome guest that's been on the show to talk about the importance of working out, having a great diet, getting great exercise, and make sure you listen to the archive show, Mr. Nestor Sanchez. You can also log on to my website to get a direct link to the show. We have plenty of people to talk about your mind, getting your mind right, staying motivated, even your eyesight. We had optometrist Dr. Darren Lee on the show to talk about entrepreneurship, but we want to make sure that we also focus on your spirit, making sure you're getting that prepared. It's the happiness, the joy, the excitement, the motivation, the deeper things that you really can't explain. What makes you get up each and every day? Is it your alarm clock that you believe? It's something on a deeper level. What is it that keeps you going, that keeps you fighting, regardless of what you have experienced? What is it that makes you stop? What is it that has you distracted? What is it that you're going to need in order to tell yourself that you are worthy? There may be times where you are going through some things and there is no one, not your spouse, not your parents, not your siblings, not even your children, not your best friends, sometimes not even your pastors or your spiritual advisors that can give you exactly what you need. You need to make sure that you have prepared for these moments and have enough inside of you to keep you moving. There are moments when I feel like, oh my gosh, I can't express myself freely. I can't talk to anyone. I can't call anyone. I can't tell anybody about how I'm really feeling. I can't post it without getting any backlash or hurting anyone's feelings or getting anybody confused about the things that are about my life. And it's not being fake. It's not being secretive. It's being strategic and being smart and making sure that you're digging in within yourself even deeper to see what you have stored up, what you have prepared. Do you have enough inside of you to keep you going when you've lost it all? Do you have enough inside of you to sustain what you have? What is it that's keeping you going? A lot of people will say, well, it's God that keeps me going. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do it, and that's true. But what is your connection to him? Is it something that you just have because he is and you are? Or is there a connection that you're really honoring, that you're acknowledging, that you're feeding, that you're strengthening, that's keeping you going and keeping you moving and allowing you to express your faith? How do you have faith in a situation that you're losing everything and everyone that you love? How do you have faith when you're trying to start a business and there's no customers, no clients, but you've spent all this money and invested all your time and energy into this thing? How do you have faith when you're in a relationship or in a marriage and it seems like things are falling apart? How do you have faith when you have children or loved ones that are going crazy and you feel helpless and there's nothing you can do to get them out of the situation that they're in? It's your spirit. It's that deeper person. It's that inner man. It's that innermost that you have to feed to have enough strength to get you through those moments. It's what is shared without words. There are times when people are grieving. They're going through a situation, and sometimes your words just aren't enough. Sometimes a gift is just not enough. If you sit with a person sometimes, if you walk up and just hug a person sometimes, there is a deeper connection that you can have that can heal that person beyond anything that you can even imagine. And I'm not just saying it. These are things that I've experienced personally. We are going to some great places this year, you guys. You have to believe it. And in order to believe it, you have to start with yourself. You have to tell yourself that not only are you worthy of it, but you have the tools that you need to obtain it. And the tools and the resources that you have yet to obtain, you have the wisdom, the knowledge, the connections to get to it in order to be successful. If you want to travel the world is here. Regardless of what the media may show about the world ending and keeping us in fear about everybody dying, we have a gift. You woke up today. The world is still here. The state, the city that you want to visit is still there. No matter what the timeline is, you can do it. You can achieve it, and you will. But you have to work on yourself first. You have to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are worthy of it. And so we want to get into the Ms. J Challenge. Those of you who are new to the show, it's really simple. It's a simple quote that states, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. So I'm going to repeat it for those of you who are new. Those of you who are not new to the show, it's time to say it with me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's just that simple. That's the Ms. J Challenge, challenging you to create greater habits of thought, greater habits of speech, greater habits of action. It starts with you in your innermost. It starts right with you. It takes 21 consecutive days minimum. Consecutive meaning there's no breaks, no holidays off, no weekends off. 21 days straight to start a new habit. So why not create greater habits for yourself, for your mind, your body, and your spirit? Now, sometimes you might have to repeat that more than one time for 21 days. It may not just work for you in the beginning, in the morning, on the show. You may have to remind yourself in the afternoon. You may have to remind yourself right before you go to bed. But make sure that you are doing your part in order to achieve what you believe that you deserve, and create an example for those who believe they deserve the same. That's the Ms. J challenge. Each and every day that I get on the show, I want to force you, push you, probe you, encourage you, bug you until you say, all right, Ms. J, I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. Getting up early in the morning, starting your day off with positive affirmations, starting your day off listening to positive music will change your life. It is guaranteed. I want to challenge those of you who are listening today to try one thing and one thing only. If you have a family, it will work perfectly. If it's just you, try it anyway. But before you get up in the morning and start waking everybody else up, banging pots and pans, fussing and arguing about who didn't clean up before they went to bed last night or who messed up the bathroom and didn't clean, all that other type of stuff, take a moment to tell every single person good morning. Just that simple. A sincere look in their eyes and say, good morning, I'm happy to see you. And watch the entire day change. Now, at first, some people may look at you crazy and be like, what you mean? You don't have to explain anything. You don't have to say, oh, Ms. J challenged me to do this, and I'm just going to try. You don't need to do all that. Just look your loved ones in the eye. Those of you who are married to your spouse, look them in the eye and say, good morning, I'm happy to see you. Give them a hug and kiss and walk away. It will change your life. It will change their lives. It will actually change the course of your day. When you see your children each and every moment, each and every morning that I see my son, I make sure that I look at him and I say, good morning, I love you, and ask, how did you sleep? And we have that conversation each and every day. Each and every day we play positive music to say, you're going to have a good day. It's going to be a great day. You may have challenges. There may be some things that you don't like, but you are going to survive it. And I will see you later, and you will have an awesome day. Start your day off that way, making sure that you're keeping yourself in check each and every day. We'll ensure not only your success will be met, but it will be sustained. We have tons of things that we have to do in this earth, tons of things that are going to happen this year, so why not keep it moving into the positive? Let's get back into some music. It's Ms. J in the morning. We have the Ms. J area code check-in coming up, making sure we keep our spirits in check for success. We'll be right back after this.
A legacy, you're strong. Keela Walker telling you to stay tuned to Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me and my angels and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come, yeah. I'm having a private party. Learning how to love me. Celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. Tried to call my mother, but she didn't get where I was going. I called my boyfriend and he said, call me back a little late, baby. I hung up the phone, I felt so low. Started to feel a little pity. That's when I realized that I gotta find the joy inside me, yeah. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me and my angels and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come, yeah. At a private party, learning how to love me, celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. I'm gonna take off all my clothes, look at myself in the mirror. We're gonna have a conversation, we're gonna heal the disconnection. I don't remember when it started, but this is where it's gonna end. My body is beautiful and sacred, and I'm gonna celebrate, yeah. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come, yeah. I'm having a private party. Learning how to love me. Celebrating the woman I've become, yeah. All my life, I've been looking for somebody else to make me whole. But I had to learn the hard way. True love begins with me. This is not ego or vanity. I'm just celebrating me. Nobody here but me, my angel, come on, you start singing. Baby, look how far we come. Love me, celebrating the woman I've become. I'm alone but never lonely. That's what I've come to realize. I've learned to love the quiet moments, the Sunday mornings of life, where I can reach deep down inside or out into the universe. I can laugh until I cry, or I can cry away the hurt. I'm having a private party. Ain't nobody here but me, my angels, and my guitar singing. Baby, look how far we've come.
Look how far we've come, yeah.
Yeah.
right here on Ms. J in the Morning Private Party. How many of you guys can actually say that you can celebrate with yourself, not because you're upset, bitter, nobody did anything, so I'm going to do it anyway, but just to feed and celebrate you. Have a private party with yourself. Turn on your favorite song. Dance in the living room while you're in the car. Blast the music and have a great moment to celebrate you right before that Kia Martin suitcase. Packing up your suitcase, going and traveling, experiencing the world, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, literally. You can go into through the world and across the globe through your mind. You can feed yourself more knowledge to help yourself achieve the goals that you have set, to achieve the successes that you desire. Today we're talking about being spiritually healthy, and I'm excited that you guys have created a great habit of tuning in with me each and every day. Whether you catch me live Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m., Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, or if you catch me on BFTM Radio Network 103.3 on Saturdays, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. However you connect with me, I'm thankful for you, and I celebrate you. I celebrate you for taking today as a day that you acknowledge your inner person and celebrate you, celebrate yourself, and acknowledge just how great you truly are. Keep feeding yourself positive affirmations. Look yourself in the mirror and say, you are beautiful, you are handsome, you are successful, you are great, and watch yourself explode into greatness, explode into success. I am excited about all of you who stay connected to me and continue to share everything great that is going on in your life. I want you to do it. Make sure you log on MsJOnline.com. You can ask Ms. J certain questions that you have about a show, about your life, whatever it is. If I don't have an answer, I know somebody who will. You can get resources, tools, my opinion, my advice, my wisdom, my knowledge. Make sure you take advantage of the gift that you have, and I have a gift in you as well. So let's get into the Ms. J area code check-in. Don't want to miss out saying thank you for all of you around the world. So Canada has checked in. The UK, Austria has checked in. South Africa, China, and Japan has checked in. There's another code out there that I'm not too familiar with, so I'm going to look that up. So I want to say thank you to all of you in America, no matter where you are, on the East Coast, West Coast, up North, down South, Midwest, however you got connected. Thank you so much. It's the Ms. J area code check-in. So here we go, here we go, here we go. Yo, area code 916-713-818-209-678-770-404-843-242-860-814-673-943-25051-0347. Oh, my gosh, I'm already getting messed up. 980-310-704-541-313-334-731. Everyone who has tuned in, thank you so much. I so appreciate you for logging in and supporting me, keeping me going, and continuing to feed my spirit. There will be times when you feel like you're at it all alone, and there may be times where you actually are, but you need to make sure that you're telling your inner self that you are worth it. You definitely are worth it. If you have nobody out there to tell you, Ms. J is telling you today, you are worth the successes that you desire. All you have to do is continue to prepare for it. Be strategic. Have your plan. Make sure you're feeding yourself healthy foods, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Your inner self is the one that is important. That's the thing that's going to keep you moving, keeping you focused, keeping you holding on to your faith and your connection with your Creator. No matter how you practice your religion, just make sure that you're being true to it, not in between. You're either all the way or you're not at all. Don't be like a leaf and blown here and there whenever the weather changes. Just make sure that you are feeding yourself enough to keep yourself going. It's the end of the show, you guys. I know I'm always like, time flies when you're having so much fun, but I'm so thankful for you. Make sure you catch me Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on BFTM Radio Network 103.3, BFTMRadio.com. Shouts out to all of my BFTM Radio family. Thank you so much, Evangelist Falana, everyone who supports me on each and every network. Make sure you log on to MsJOnline.com to find out when I'm going to be in a city near you. Greater Is In You Empowerment Tour has officially launched for 2016, the year of greater, and I'm so happy to be connected to all of you, and you should be happy being you too. So I'm leaving you with Angie Stone, so happy being me. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Ooh, hey, yeah. Oh. And a lot of rain. I've had some joy and broken hearted, but now that doesn't mean a thing. I'm living for the joy and afters, longing for my befores and afters. All in all, it's been cool. There's nothing I wouldn't do. I'm so happy being me. Oh,
so happy being me. I'm regretting
nothing
about me.
Nothing about me. Yeah.
Too busy living life, giving love
freely.
So happy.
All those broken dreams that went down to ring. As we grow, we live and know some things were never meant to be. Just like people, they come and go. Some will live forever and some will never know. That's why God gives us memories to lead us to a victory. I'm so happy loving you.